It's Monday, April 6, 2026. I'm Alex Jones, and this is the InfoWar. The Iran war is coming to a new disastrous head.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Yo, Pete Hexeth, this one's specially for you. You punk-ass rapist bitch, straight from Iran. Your tattoo-covered clown with that cafe ink on your arm. Think you a crusader? Nah, just a drunk infidel in a fake uniform. Chain to kill all Muslims, wasted in the hotel lobby. Sexual assault settlement in Monterey. Blocked the door, took a phone, paid her off quiet, cause me too was on. Now you secretary? What a joke, bro. Cheated on wives, multiple affairs. Kids in the mix, family man? Hell no. Handsy with women at Fox, drunk on the job. Your own team say, yo, this dude toxic. Woo! Couldn't even guard Biden's inauguration. Your own military said, next. Woo! Book called American Crusade, dreaming holy war. But reality check. You just a failed vet, turned TV clown, slipping on your own mess. Trump picked you because you kissed the ring. But wait, funny part ain't coming. The dude you sucking up the for that secretary gig. Trump himself was Bill Clinton's top cocksucker, giving blue jobs back in the day. Real talk, you out here blowing for access, but he the original BJ queen. You thought our missiles max 2,000 kilometers? Cute, rookie mistake. We hitting the bow, worshiping Epstein Island crew, the ones who hurt the kids. Revenge for every American soul, you and Trump's dirty crew oppressed and dead. We taking payback for the girls, you broke the wives, you broke the Muslims, you hate. Every victim screaming in the dark. Iran got you on the plate. You threw everything at us, all your cards, all your might. We still operating on 10% power, laughing while you fight. We see everything, know every secret, every dirty Epstein link you hide. Where you least expected, in the shadows we ride, in no place to slide. This ain't full force, just a warm-up, Persian flow with the rap. You done roasted raw. Iran sending this heat. Feel the math. Drop the mic. Infidel clown. We coming.
Yeah, you blew the bridge. Posted the video proud. Power plants next. Stone Age talk out loud. Watch this.
What? War crime. War crime. War crime. War crime. Bridge down, civilians cry. Trump on truth, social flexing while they die. Power plants next, blackouts in the night. Stone Age threat.
Great Persia still shines bright.
You split the brick, we split the bridge in flames. Smoke filling up the sky, posted the video laughing. Showing off your strike, threatening power plants. Trying to turn off all the lights, dragging us to Stone Age with your illegal might. But Great Persia rises, history on our side. Ancient empire strong, we never hide. True social warrior, keyboard criminal. Every strike you drop, we multiply the missile.
War crime, war crime, war crime. Bridge down, civilians cry. Trump on truth, social flexing while they die. Power plants next, blackouts in the night. Stone Age threat.
Great Persia still shines bright.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Sacred defense. We own the fight.
It is Monday, April 6, 2026, and we are 38 days into this disastrous war, entering the 38th day. And exactly what I told you was going to happen happened. They're talking about the prices increasing. They are increasing. Inflation now growing. It being permanent. That will derail Trump's plan. That's why Trump said, oh, I don't care about the strait. Leave it closed. But open it right now or I'll obliterate you. We've heard over 20 times the war has been won and that it's not been won. This is a disaster, folks, and anybody telling you it's not is just being paid to say that or is stupid. I am trying to get Trump to stop this because I want to salvage the good stuff he's done and I want to not destroy our economy, okay? And I have the Trump haters attacking me saying, don't even try to engage Trump, just give up. No way, quitters. You're insane. And I have all the neocons call me an Iranian agent. It is crazy. But if you're logical, what my views on this are the only way. I'll explain it all when we come back in 60 seconds. Share those live feeds now. I know you're the big health guy. You're way better shape than I am. Don't kick my ass. I've seen you working out with the Liver King. You say you've taken methylene before. I want you to take our medical grade. It takes 30 minutes to kick in. So good for your body. I'd like you to drink this, Jay. You said earlier it would. I appreciate it. I want to get your true review. If it doesn't work, tell me. Here it is, brother.
Cheers.
Looks just like the stuff from Dune, the water of life. He's drinking the juice of a strangled, drowned sandworm right now. Baron Harkonnen is not happy. We're going to see what happens.
20 minutes later.
I feel like my brain is clearer and working faster. It feels like my brain and my energy have had the accelerator hit on them. I felt it in my brain and my energy.
Well,
I like it. I'm going to get me some before I leave.
We're going to give you a couple bottles of it, bro. We love it. It's amazing. Get yours now. TheAlexShowStore.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
April 6, 2026, I am your embattled host coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, broadcasting worldwide. We're entering the 441st day of the return of Trump, and boy, is it a paradox. So much good's been done and so much bad, and it's getting worse by the minute. Let me start with this. Trump came out on Easter and said, Allah Akbar, God is great, open the effing strait, or face total destruction. And Iran came back with a 15-point plan. It's basically the same as the last one. Ceasefire, all your military bases leave, you know, $500 billion. And Trump said, nope. So now I'm going to destroy all your major bridges and all of what's left of your power plants. And the Iranians, all the historians and military experts believe, have a 90-plus percent chance of hanging on indefinitely. And so from go, it was a failed plan. The Pentagon and the 17 intelligence agencies gave him a review 5 days before and even leaked it to the press. And you saw Susie Wiles last week, and I talked to folks that were in the meetings. She leaked three times saying the war needs to end now. And she's a hawk. Eric Prince said, don't do it day one and explain why. And then we have Mark Levin saying, we are Iranian agents because we said it wasn't going to work. Again, you can have a revolver. They have them with 10 cylinders. They have those. I own one with a 22 and a 38 special. And normally Russian would let you do it with six cylinders with one live cartridge. And you spin it. And people do high bets and do it. It's real. People do it. It's crazy. It's not a myth. Look it up. I would never do that unless it was like, you know, play Russian roulette or we're going to kill your kids. Something like that. You know, the Vietnamese, when they capture our troops, will make them do it and gamble over them. A lot of soldiers, POWs, died like that. But I wouldn't do it unless it was a gun to my children's head. That's one bullet out of six. What about 9 out of 10? 92% chance, Pentagon report. Not just one analyst, that was the consensus. 92% chance you won't get regime change. They close Strait of Hormuz. You don't roll the dice on a 92% chance of failure. But you notice Trump keeps doubling down, doubling down. These are cold, hard facts. The dissenters were the head of CENTCOM and Hegseth and a bunch of political advisors telling Trump, no, we can do it. Let's do it. Now, good news. You got to monitor Mark Levin on Fox over the weekend because he's the mouth of our real foreign policy president, Benjamin Netanyahu. And he tells you what Trump's thinking. Trump says, tune into this repeatedly to hear what I think. And he said, well, we need to wind this down now and have a permanent U.S. military base, probably in Israel, that just routinely bombs any targets that pop up and just kind of have the Israel policy for the U.S. the way they have theirs for Gaza and the West Bank and Lebanon and Syria. Build a huge military base, he said, somewhere, probably Israel, and then just bomb them. They said, well, how's that good news? Well, he's saying off-ramp. That's the off-ramp. That's not off-ramp for me, but that's their off-ramp. That's the Israeli policy. If they can't take something out, they just keep bombing it basically forever. And what did I tell you over the weekend? And the videos all went viral. Tens of millions of views. One video got like 8 million views, another 5, 6 million, a whole bunch, 4 or 5 million. I counted it was like 18 million, probably 20 million views right now on like 6 or 7 videos I put out. Which I'm glad, you know, got out. But I got swarmed, and it's just an example of the propaganda that's out there. I got swarmed by neocon bots and Mark Levin and all the other usual suspects attacking me, saying I'm a slob, I'm a scumbag, I'm an Iranian agent, I'm a Qatari agent, I'm an idiot, I'm a failure, I'm off the air, or my show's bigger than ever. And you can go read these. I mean, these are hundreds of thousands of comments. It just goes on and on and on with all of them attacking and saying I'm full of crap and I don't know anything and blah, 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 blah. What were they talking about? I am more effective in many ways behind the scenes because I've been on air 32 years. 32 years on the 15th, just in less than 10 days. And I basically know everybody. And everybody calls me. I mean, dozens of members of Congress every week. What do you think about this UFO thing? What do you think about the Federal Reserve? This? What should we do on that? What are questions for this? What are questions for that? And so I've got all these sources. And so I started making some phone calls. I was so concerned about what to do with this war and what Trump's really thinking. And I talked to a whole bunch of people, Pentagon, intelligence, White House, Trump confidants, Pentagon journalists, and they know who they are. But it's the same way I told you they had a meeting 6 days after Kirk was killed, and Cash Patel said shut down any foreign involvement investigations or any accomplices domestically. Of course, it came out exactly as I said, the exact meeting, the exact date. Now, why do I get this? Because they don't have a huge show, and they're scared to put it out themselves. I've had top journalists, as big as I am or bigger. Who could that be? Gee, I don't know. Give me a lot of this intel as well, because at the time, they were still trying to preserve the relationship with the president. These people are very close to J.D. Vance. I'll leave it at that. And I mean very close to J.D. Vance. And obviously, this is known. My phones are all tapped, so it's not a secret. And it's not like they're leaking anything classified or anything. But Vance has been vehemently anti-war. Once Trump goes, he backs him. He signed up for that. I'm not even attacking him for that. That's what he signed up for. Be loyal and follow what the president says. Even Susie Wiles, who gets demonized a lot, and I have big problems with her in a lobbying firm. She's been pissed off. And you know, I told you that weeks ago. It was in the news last week. So when I tell you this, two of the people are close confidants of Trump. Another is let's just say, very close in the cabinet. And they're wanting me to know this. Just like when Charlie Kirk called me a couple times, called me many times before that, but a couple times right before he got killed, saying, keep up the Epstein pressure. He's not in there, but they've convinced him at the CIA not to release it. And I told you about this right after he died. Keep it up. You know, we're putting pressure. You saw that come out other places in his text messages. He also said, keep up the pressure on Iran. This will derail everything. This will derail the recovery. It'll be a quagmire. He's got a lot of bad forces putting pressure on him. And you saw, then the Israel lobby denied that Kirk ever said that, and they released the text messages and found clips of him on TV saying it. So the point is, there's a lot of lobbying of the president going on. And they don't want smart people like Charlie Kirk or Tulsi Gabbard or Joe Kent or me advising the president. And that was big news in the first admin. New chief of staff's main job is keeping Alex Jones away from Trump. Remember all those headlines? I'd say, sir, you know, this person's George Soros, this person's globalist, this person's, he'd fire him. Just like you see a reporter, when they open up the reporters, they kind of cut that back now. They come up and say, Mr. President, did you know this? He'd check it and fire him 2 hours later. He'd go, really? Really? on a whole bunch of issues. I mean, he is the president. He is making the decisions, but these bad people are able to convince him, so they spend all their time bubble wrapping him. And Robert Barnes has been his lawyer, been his advisor, went around the country quietly to Georgia and Arizona, other Pennsylvania, exposing it all. Very close to the president. And a bunch of the firings you've seen in high positions are all because they thought the person talked to Barnes. He's coming up in the third hour. He'll tell you exactly what I'm telling you is dead on, folks, okay? So I'm not going to name names. Very soon, these individuals, some of them, not the ones in the White House, are going to come on. And they're just trying. It's so big, though. They're waiting for Trump to do the right thing. But I can tell you this, and you've seen it in the news already. You don't need to believe me. But I want to give you the inside baseball here. Trump was told 3 to 4 days. That's come out. He really believed that the uprisings that we now learn Israel and the CIA were funding, they now admitted that on Fox News over the weekend, were going to be successful if they just killed the leadership. But they're not vertically integrated, the leadership. They are parallel. It's designed, basically, I mean, there's kind of a hump towards the apex of leadership, but it's a very, very distributed establishment where you kill, and they've got hundreds deep for each position. Hundreds deep. Thousands when it comes to mullahs. You've only got to be a man and related directly to a certain percentage to Muhammad to be a part of the Council of 12. They've got thousands of people to replace the Council of 12. So that's how the Shiite thing works. Study it if you want to know about it. So Trump keeps saying we've killed 50 of their top leaders. All you did was get more hardcore people under him. Their brothers, their sons, their cousins. And so that's what's happening here. And so I was told, and almost a month ago, 3 days in, that Trump wanted an off-ramp and thought they're about to fall. But like, oh, no, yeah, right. And then he's like, no, they're about to fall. Or we've beat them. Regime change. We already have it. And then over the weeks, I've talked to folks, and a lot Friday and Saturday and then yesterday too, because we're all talking. And it is almost a consensus of horror in the White House, including Susie Wiles, who I told you that weeks ago, now it's in the news, that this is derailing the economy, bare minimum, and that the mullahs aren't going to give up, and it is going to be seen as a big loss if we don't find a way to get out, stop it, and declare victory. And every week it goes on, it destroys the global economy, and that's connected to us even more, with the fertilizer and the fuel and the natural gas. And that Trump is really upset with Mark Levin and others. And you saw him last Thursday at the White House meeting go, you know, there's a lot of really bad, evil people I listen to, and I probably shouldn't listen to them, but they're nice to me, so I do anything for them. That's what Trump does before he turns against somebody. He says, I really like them, but boy, they cause me problems. Next, he says, well, I don't know about them. Then they're gone. I knew on Monday when he said, I don't know about Tulsi Gabbard. I said, she's fired. I'll get to that in a moment, because she's not now, for now. I'll tell you exactly what happened. I'm going to talk directly to the president for an hour. Well, it's just really hard to guess, isn't it? So here's what's going on, folks. Trump is gambling. So he thinks that if he keeps killing the leadership and keeps blowing them up, he'll finally get to some leaders that'll make a deal. But that's not been happening. So now he's going to try to kill a bunch more. They're doing it right now and tomorrow with this big, gigantic strike that he hasn't lied about those. They just get bigger and bigger. It's like Martians when they attack the Earth. It's like watching somebody pull the legs off an ant under a magnifying glass with tweezers. As much as I dislike the mullahs, I hate seeing this under the civilian population and everybody laughing at the White House and acting like it's cute and the bombing footage, like bombing porn and all the silliness about it. I mean, that's bad luck. Even if we're going to do it, it's just... it's over the top. And on Easter, I cuss sometimes. I like the fact Trump's off the cuff sometimes at a rally or something, but you don't do it in a church service. And you don't say on Easter, F you mothers, you either, you know, give up the effing straight or, you know, God is great, Allah Akbar, I'm going to destroy all of you. I mean, you know what he said. I'll read the True Social. It's just beyond catty. Tuesday will have Power Plant Day and Bridge Day, all wrapped up in one. in Iran, there will be nothing like it. Open the effing strait, you crazy bastards, or you'll be living in hell. Just watch. Praise be to Allah, President Donald John Trump. So, over the top, folks. And that's not like it used to be. It's like Trump turned up 10 times. I liked the one before. This is... And yeah, does it scare the Russians? Does it scare the Chinese? Yeah. Sometimes it's dangerous if your enemies are too scared. And is it an act? No. I told you that under the pressure and all he went through being persecuted and shot and all the rest of it, and he was shot. That's a lie. That was fake. You can't fake that. Can't fake people getting shot behind him, all of it. And that, you know, real when you see it. He broke upwards. Instead of breaking down, he broke up. And that's happened to me, not to that level, because it happens to a man that doesn't give up. You just get meaner and don't care more and more. I've had it happen a few times in my life. Leveling up. Happened a few years ago. You notice it, see it, all of it. Trump leveled up in a good way, but also a bad way. And I've been told this by his very close confidants. And I'm not going to name names just because they asked me not to, but they said I could say all this. You know what we're talking about. A couple of them. And they said he just does not give an F now. I mean, completely. And he used to like to hear people that disagreed. He got, even during the campaign, where he didn't want to hear disagreements anymore. He wanted to hear all positive stuff and everything was going to be wonderful and blah, blah, blah. That's why you see all the ass kissing of him and all the rest of it. Because he felt like he did so much and he thinks he's doing the right job and he's sick of all these backstabbers. So as long as they kiss his ass up there on TV, and it's over the top, it's very saccharine-y, sicky sweet, he likes them until he starts figuring things out. So here's what's happening. This is total inside baseball. And when I came out Saturday and said, this is good news, and obviously once I put that report out, I got more calls that confirmed it even more. Good news, he's looking for an off-ramp internally. He knows that he was lied to. He knows it's hurting the economy. He's really upset about the strait, even though he's saying he isn't. Oh, go ahead and keep the strait. We don't care. Now, next day, effing turn it over. We're going to blow you up. Put you in the Stone Age. He's really upset with the people that advised him. And I said, what was that Levin thing about? He goes, oh, absolutely. He is really, really now just think Levin's an idiot. And then I saw Levin Saturday night. Okay, we need to go ahead and end it, but you know, have a permanent U.S. base and just kill them here and there when we need to. Well, that's better than World War IV. And Mark Levin makes jokes about World War IV. It's what the CIA calls it, Dumbo. World War III was the Cold War, Dumbo. Go read the Army War College, Dumbo. Know it all. You don't know anything. He even says on here, I don't know about the military. I'll listen to the military geniuses. They know what to do. The military geniuses said, don't do it, Mark. So if you want to know about the military, read what the experts say and study it yourself. Consensus, it was bad. And did it turn out like I said and the Pentagon said and Eric Prince, who might know a little bit more than you about it? Yeah. Don't stick your dick in a light socket or a beehive. Man, it pisses me off. And then Israel puts itself right in the middle as the villain. And now our approval rating globally is going down as well, which affects the dollar. And then everything turns into constant 24-hour Jew hate, which makes me just Calgon, take me away. I'm so sick of it. Oh, but there's a real thrill with the Zionists, you know, being the center of attention and playing the victim. And then the damn Islam over there on the other side, it's just ugh. The whole Middle East. I just want to vomit it out of my guts. Just it's like rotten food poisoning. Sick of Israel, sick of the Muslims, sick of all of you. But I don't get down on your level and hate you and say you're the source of all evil. There's plenty of that going around, but God dog it, you suck. That's how I really feel. I'm talking about all your people, not all the Muslims, not all the Jews, but the damn leaders are just a bunch of loons, a bunch of crazy people. So, and I'm sick of you running my life. I'm sick of you running my government. I'm sick of it. And I'm sick of the Muslims bitching and complaining and their leftist alliance and their crap. Oh, I can't stand any of you. My destiny is not yours. I don't like orbiting you. Excuse me. I'm going to stop right now. Just get out of my life. How about that? I don't hate you. I'm indifferent. Get off my lawn. Get away from my mind, my religion, my kids. Leave me alone. Damn it, the Muslims sure want to run our lives, take over our society at every level. Israel just wants to run our government. Oh, I'm so sick of it all. Sorry, I'm ranting. So I'm on record breaking thousands of stories exclusive. And of course, 99% of the time turns out to be accurate. Sometimes things change. And I just love how I'm talking to all these people in the White House that are freaked out. And the neocons say I'm a liar and I'm making it up, even though days later Trump always comes out and says exactly what I said. No, Susie Wiles is in the news that she's upset and it needs to end. That's his chief of staff. And I told you that weeks before it came out. So here's the other thing. I told you Monday, Tulsi Gabbard is going to get fired. Whenever Trump starts saying, oh, do you like Tulsi? He's like, yeah, she's all right. You're gone. So I talked to multiple people that talked at length to Trump last week. He called them, and they both said, Mr. President, who gave you Crossfire Hurricane? Who gave you all the other documents? Oh, it was her. Yeah, because he literally, he's not that he forgets, he focuses on one thing at a time, kind of like Asperger's. Remember that? And remember who blocked it? Pam Bondi. No, sir. Pam Bondi's lazy. Pam Bondi just does her makeup and goes on Fox, which you told her to do. It's Todd Blanche. And then they walked him through that. He's like, oh, yeah. Oh, wow. That's, yeah. And also going to turn Tulsi into a big political enemy for the Republicans. And she'll run and could potentially win in the primaries. And, you know, you're wanting J.D. Vance Rubio, right? Oh, yeah. Why don't you keep her closer? Oh, yeah. In fact, you should put her more in charge. She's the only one who follows your orders in the intelligence agencies. And, you know, Joe Kent quit to get your attention about this war. Was he right about it? And Trump's like, oh, she's good. Yeah. Oh, okay. And so she's not gone now. What you heard is directly from the president, okay? This is what went on. So there was a whole nother, this just gets into psychology and understand people's brains. It's not just about me or people attacking me. It's about kind of the camps. It's a good example. Massive, hundreds of thousands of comments, tens of millions of views. All these other people attacking me, not traditional leftists, but former Trump supporters, saying Jones says he's off the Trump train, but now he's back on Trump's ding-dong, was the thing they would say. They'd say riding Trump. Because I'm like, hey, let's lobby and put pressure on Trump to off-ramp this, and I hear he is trying to off-ramp, and it isn't a great news that we saved Tulsi Gabbard. Whether you love or hate Trump, don't we want to have him try to stop the war? Don't we want to keep Tulsi Gabbard and RFK Jr. in there? Or do you just want to just totally give up on politics and vote Democrat and not try to get control administration away in a tug of war from the neocons in Israel? Because that's what they want. The Israel lobby and the others and the military-industrial complex, they want control of Trump. They want to isolate him. And then the so-called anti-Trumpers that just attack him 24-7 no matter what, and it's reasonable when he's done something wrong, are mad at me that I'm giving them exclusive information about we barely saved Tulsi Gabbard and he's trying to get an off-ramp. That's why we need to put public pressure and peaceful demonstrations and tall talk radio and call our Congress people. And behind the scenes, you've seen all these big defenders in Congress come out horrified, saying the Pentagon says Trump wants ground troops. We don't want to do it. And then they fire the head of the army because he tells Trump it's not a good idea. That's Trump's order. No, we need to be heard more than ever. That's not riding Trump's wiener to get on his ass. That's crazy. So you got the left of the globalists hitting both sides. The so-called fake conservative anti-Trumpers and the neocons all want to keep real MAGA, real Americans who know what we're doing away from Trump. No, we're not doing that. It's like a crazy person driving a train. We're trying to get in there and get him back on track. We'll be right back. I know you're the big health guy. You're way better shape than I am. Don't kick my ass. I've seen you working out with the Liver King. You say you've taken methylene before. I want you to take our medical grade. Take 30 minutes to kick in. I've given this to 500 people. Only 3 people didn't feel it right away. So good for your body. I'd like you to drink this, Jay. You said earlier, when I appreciate it. I want to get your true review. If it doesn't work, tell me. Here it is, brother. Looks just like the stuff from Doom, the water of life. He's drinking the juice of a strangled, drowned sandworm right now. Baron Harkonnen is not happy. We're going to see what happens.
20 minutes later.
Personally, I feel like my brain is clearer and working faster. I was telling you, I've had a little bit of a cold for the past few days, underrested. It felt like my brain was working at 50% capacity, just felt slow. And now, what's it been, a half hour or so, it feels like I'm back up to 80%. So yeah, that's my experience. Feels like my brain and my energy have had the accelerator hit on them.
You, and be honest, I know you will be, because we're always trying to find a better methylene blue. If you've got one that's better, you said you've taken it before. Did you feel the same thing with the other methylene blue?
No, with other ones I've tried, I didn't have a perceptible difference. Yeah, didn't notice anything.
Well, I got to tell you, Bigly, I said, go find me the best. They said, this place doesn't sell it to people. They sell it for medical dyes for arteries instead of like iodine, radioactive iodine. They use this for tracking blood clots or something. And I said, okay, great. So you got to deal with them? I said, well, let me get it. And I'd taken a bunch of different brands before. It didn't really do much. I was like, when I did it. And I was like, so they hit a home run with this. So you're saying you've taken, we didn't talk about this beforehand. We just asked you. You've taken others before, though, did not feel like this.
Yeah, that's true. I felt it in my brain and my energy.
Well,
I like it. I'm going to get me some before I leave.
We're going to give you a couple bottles of it, bro. We love it.
Yeah, my understanding, you mentioned this, methylene blues, they're not all created equal. Some, I believe, are like a fish aquarium grade,
yeah.
But they sell it to humans. So what you found, I'm stoked to really...
Look, I love Bigly. Their rule is go out and get the best. Most of our products are private label. It's already top rated. So I said, get the best methylene blue. So I think we've got the best. JP's here didn't even know this backstory that you all know. You just saw what just happened to him. It's amazing. Get yours now, thealexjonesstore.com.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fights will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
Been an oil field for as long as I've been an info warrior, 18 years. And Texan, born and raised, so I know like knives like you do. And I finally broke down and ordered one. I got the neon orange and I'm blown away. I've had Benchmark knives that are easily $400. Had them for a year, lost them. This thing has the same feel, same quality, everything about it. I haven't had a knife stay this sharp in a long time, and I'm like horrible with equipment. I'm like very abusive with knives at work every day. I'm extremely impressed. I'm very impressed. So anybody out there listening, who knows there's a knife comes back in stock, get one. You know, any of them. I want to get the ring knife when it comes back out. Other than that, I'll join all the supplements and,
yeah, particularly the pocket knives, the folding knives, the flip knives are super high quality at incredibly low prices. I mean, these same knives sell in stores all day for like $80. We're selling for like $40. We'll be right back.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
At first flash of Eden, we race down to the sea.
The largest bridge in that area of Central Asia, comparable to the Golden Gate, but made of stone, blown to bits. All the major columns blown out. Took them 6-7 years to build it. It had just opened. It was a civilian bridge. Military used it too. The neocons lied and said it was only military and called me a liar, and then Grok and ChatGPT and everybody else said, no, it's a major public bridge. They just lie. Oh, we didn't blow up that girl's school. That's an Iranian lie. Meanwhile, when the neocons were saying that, days after, the Pentagon briefed Congress and said, no, it was one of our tomahawks. We had bad intelligence, and the military building was next door. It was an accident. But the neocons just kept lying just for weeks. Nope, we didn't do it. Nope, 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 nope. Pentagon didn't lie. It's crazy. It's absolutely insane. Don't listen to these politicos. Listen to the Pentagon. I mean, they lie very rarely, actually, on a big thing because they know they're going to get caught. 15,000 targets, and they, you know, hit the one school. It's still terrible. And then the neocons make jokes about it on Fox News. How about you say you're sad it happened? This is a war, but, you know, things happen. We're very sorry for their families. You don't think the Iranians don't air that on state TV? The neocons all over Fox laughing and giggling and making jokes about it? Those are the people we're liberating. Play clip 30 again. This is the bridge being blown up with the terrorized public that was out there at the river enjoying themselves at the park. Boy, don't they feel like they're being liberated, especially when they were driving in their cars across it? Here's the liberation. Well, they look like they love it. People a mile away, huge blast waves, shaking their tents as they camp at the national park. Oh, they love it. They really like it. Why am I playing that? Well, Trump says the Iranian people, when they don't hear bombs go off, they're upset. They want to hear bombs because they want to be free. Free like Syria, where we overthrew Syria when Biden was leaving with Israel and Turkey. And then they put the head of Al-Qaeda in, and now they're purging Christians by the thousands and killing them. We have videos of it. Oh, they love it too, don't they? That's what Eric Prince said. He said, they're just going to put somebody worse in Iran. But don't listen to him. What does he know? So here's Trump. The Iranian people love it. You just saw the video. They love it. Like being hit the head with a baseball bat in the teeth. Oh, man. Oh, more. Hurt me. Hurt me. Feels so good. Here it is.
How is it taking care of the Iranian people if you're bombing?
Yeah, who are you with? Who are you with?
Yes.
Well, that's a radical left group of lunatics that you're with. Let me just tell you. Very fair question. The Iranian people, when they don't hear bombs go off, they're upset. They want to hear bombs because they want to be free. And the only reason they're not out protesting, you know that, is because they were informed that if they protest, like the wrestler and his friends, if they protest, they will be shot immediately. And that's an edict, that's in writing. If they protest, if they go out in the streets, they will be immediately shot. They don't have guns. You know, we sent some guns, but the group that was supposed to give, which I said would happen to my people, I said it, I called it exactly. We sent guns, a lot of guns. They were supposed to go to the people so they could fight back against these thugs. You know what happened? The people that they sent them to kept them because they said, what a beautiful gun, I think I'll keep it. So I'm very upset with a certain group of people, and they're going to pay a big price for that. But the Iranian people will fight back as soon as they know they're not going to be shot and as soon as they can get weapons. If they had weapons, not many of them, if they had weapons that would go in the other way, and you know what would happen? Iran would give up in 2 seconds because they wouldn't be able to take it. But in Iran, they have absolutely no weaponry, and they've been told point blank, If you come out to the streets, you will be killed. As of this morning, and we have this on pretty good information, 45,000 protesters have been killed. Pretty bad.
Yeah, over the weekend, you saw the president confirm it. Fox News reported that all those uprisings since June, CIA Mossad funded. And I'm not defending the mullahs and the stuff they did by any stretch. They're brutal, but they were fighting. Most people dying were combatants. That's why most of the footage would get taken offline because they had guns. They were shooting. And it didn't work, did it, Trump? Is the point. And that's why we have our Second Amendment here to defend ourselves from a corrupt government, don't we, Trump? So that's where we're at right now. And all the numbers are in. This has unified the people behind the government more than ever. The mullahs were unpopular with a lot of the young people. Not so much now, folks. Not when you've blown up 36 universities. Now you're blowing up bridges. You're blowing up the power plants. Now Trump says he'll blow up their water supplies. Great. That's very nice. Here's Trump's message to Americans who do not support the war in Iran. They're foolish. Now, don't get me wrong. Democrats kind of tepidly are against it. But they're hoping Trump fails. So that's why they're very happy. But the average leftist Soros funded is, obviously allied with Islam, period, and against America. So they're just instinctively against it. I'm against it because it's a foreign government manipulating our foreign policy. And it was going to fail 92%, the Pentagon said, which did. That's why. Because it would work. And again, people say, oh, wait, you're saying Trump was an off-ramp, but he's saying, the war should continue forever. Wait a minute. I've been nice to Trump. I haven't done a compilation, but I've got the numbers here. You know what? I'm doing it, though. McBreen, I know you're listening. It's 20 times. I've got articles here. You can look it up. 20 times Trump said the war was won. There's 5 times he said last week, it's been regime change. It'll be done in days. Get him saying we don't want the Strait of Hormuz. They can keep it. There's nothing left to bomb. They got BB guns. They have no missiles. Just get all of that and then just show him saying, we'll bomb you in the Stone Age if you don't give up. Effing open the Strait of Hormuz. So here's the deal. Trump is saving face, okay? And this isn't about even bashing Trump. I want to get him back on track. And there are a bunch of people so pissed at Trump, they're like, no. When they saw my videos this weekend, tens of millions of views. They said, no, he's a war criminal. He's going down. It's all over. We're screwed. World War IV. No, no, no. Whatever you think of Trump, great. If somebody, war crimes, whatever. UN ain't going to get Trump. Nobody's getting Trump for war crimes. It's not happening. Nobody's getting Netanyahu. It's not happening. We got nuclear weapons. Israel has them. Just forget it. You need to get control of Trump with public pressure to pull out of this and know that he has the support to do it. He needs to be given an off-ramp to do it. But the Iranians are just as pig-headed as Trump or more, and they aren't going to give up. They keep sending peace plans that are, okay, give us $500 billion, leave all your bases now. That's not going to happen. What Trump's asking him for, not going to happen. Just watch. Yeah, Trump again. The war's been won. The war's over. It's all over for the unknown soldier. And then it's not over 37, 38 days in. Let me see, 31 days in March, and now 6 days in, 37, 38 days here. I mean, we're going to be here in 3 more months, folks, and then the economy is cooked. I got all the numbers on that right here. And you notice what I said. His recovery was going to work. It was a great plan. I study the economy. I have all these great economists on. It was beautiful. Everything he was doing was just so good, such hard work. He was obsessed with lowering interest rates to get things going and have low energy prices. Now the Federal Reserve says they're going to raise interest rates. It's crazy. And so when you see Trump up there being belligerent about this, he's acting strong. And I get this is a battle of confidence. I mean, he needs to act confident in this however he can and declare victory. And I'll go, yeah, victory. Because it will sink the dollar. It will sink people's faith in this country if this continues. Off-ramp, off-ramp, off-ramp. The White House chief of staff agrees with me. Pull it up. Susie Wiles has been telling the New York Times, the Washington Post. Notice it hasn't been denied by her. That's how she does it. I tell people that talk to her. She's like, she's been telling Trump for almost a month, don't do this. She was on the fence before and said, I'm not an expert, but now she's talked to the experts on the economy. She's like, stop it now. That's Susie Wiles, folks. So is she foolish? Just type into Google, Susie Wiles presses Trump to end war quickly. Top White House aide told staff to be honest with Trump about risk. Now she's telling people, that was April 3rd, get on his ass. And I have been talking to these people, not Susie Wiles, but people in the room. They're like, yes, thank you. Thank you. Please continue. And I'm not going to name names, folks. It's not just confidants. I mean, it's people in the rooms are saying, keep it up, Alex. And then you got the Israel lobby running around saying, I'm a traitor for saying this. And then you got the anti-Trumpers that used to be his supporters when it was popular saying, screw him. No, don't try to save Trump. It ain't about saving Trump. It's about saving the world. The damn economy, you jackasses. You people are not adults that have these worldviews where you just pick which side you're going to be on, whatever you think is going to be most advantageous for you. With me, you get what I really think and what the real best thinking is in the economy, the military, the world, culture. I tell you what I believe to be the most accurate, period. And is it not accurate? Am I not right? You know, I'm going to do a special show some night this week where I go like 2 hours and take calls, and then I'm going to air the March 1st show. Hours into this, the attack started at 2 a.m. Central, 1 a.m. Eastern. I'm on the air by 10 a.m. And I say, it's like I had a time machine because it's all been wargamed out the yin-yang. How did you predict they'd have us 6 feet apart, make us wear masks and shut down sporting events and lock us in our houses? Because it was in the frickin' Homeland Security Battle Plan BioShield 2006. Rodney Howard got it. He still had in the old church warehouse the packs they sent him with the 6 feet apart and the mask a year before they were planning to launch it, but they didn't. Then Hillary was going to do it, but Trump got in, so they launched it on him. It's in Operation Lockstep, Rockefeller Foundation, John Hopkins, CIA report, 2010. Like, how do you know this? Some people say, oh, it's crazy. He's one of them. He knows. You can go read it. You can read the Rand Corporation reports on another Rand war. They're the best. So the Pentagon listens to. Why do you think nobody did this before? Because they like Iran? I don't need to be an auto mechanic to tell you you don't want to put sugar in it. It'll seize it up. I don't need to be an auto mechanic to tell you a diesel engine don't run on salt water. And I could certainly go read what the experts say and then check it for myself because I have a lot of geopolitical understanding. And I know I just keep hammering this. This is not my opinion. This is not my opinion. And I said it 37 days ago when it started. I said, I will pop champagne on air if the mullahs fall quickly and this doesn't become a disaster and a quagmire. But I said, I know I'm not going to be wrong in my gut, not just intellectually. And I was right. I want to stop the global collapse. I want to stop the globalist operation. The head of the WEF and the head of BlackRock is happier than a pig in crap right now because he's getting the global collapse he wanted. And again, I told you Trump's recovery plan was going to work. He beat them trying to crash the stock market last year in the spring, summer, and fall. And we said with Dr. Elliott and others, the one big thing will be the Strait of Hormuz in Iran. Don't do it. He said it over a year and a half ago when the president was president-elect. We said that was the threat. That's who I have on as people that are smart and have track records of being accurate over and over and over again. And now the job numbers come in. 170,000 plus jobs up from 60,000. And it was coming back. And the massive investment and the factories getting built and inflation was slowing half in gasoline, about 30-40% on natural gas. It was starting to slow. It was starting to reverse. It takes time because the companies that already have inflation built in to reverse. We're already hearing from vendors that prices were going to go down for the first time in years. You know, I make the purchase. I mean, I'm involved. Like, okay, raw tumor or concentrate tumor because this much money. You know, I mean, I'm in the weeds, folks. I'm a business guy, too, to run this, fund it. I was seeing it. I was seeing the restaurants full again. Hotels booked up. I was seeing it. Not just the numbers. But the numbers are always a few months behind. It was working. It's a mixed bag overall. But not now. Because you watch the next few months as the numbers build in. They're always months behind. The economists are saying. Pre-war prices might never return, despite Trump's contrary claims. In fact, it won't just be slowing inflation, it'll be more. Worse. Isn't that great? Now, Trump, no, I'm not losing MAGA. MAGA loves what I'm doing because they put out a CNN poll just for him to manipulate him. CNN's now fake leftist. It was always fake leftist, but more of a neoconish thing because they know Trump watches it. By the way, I know people that they buy ads on CNN and on Fox just to get Trump. Nationally and locally. They'll target when he's in Mar-a-Lago, when he's in D.C. I know people making buys right now. They're good guys, actually. I'll stop right there. And Todd Blanche, bye-bye. maybe 60 days. Anyways, the point is that the idea that everyone supports Trump, that, you know, they put out a CNN poll, 100% of MAGA supports the war. And then they didn't even publish their methodology. They said they called MAGA supporters that they'd polled before. Who'd you call? Lindsey Graham? Maybe you called John McCain in hell? Who'd you call? Benjamin Netanyahu? Does anyone believe that 100% of MAGA supports it? No. It's a preposterous headline. But I've heard Trump, 100%, oh, it's, they all love it. They love it. They love it. They love it. Oh, except Tulsi Gabbard that told you don't do it. You wanted to fire her just over that, but until people reminded you, she's the only one actually fighting for you. You want someone there that'll actually question the other people. Again, she was the only one. They gave him a report from all the intelligence agencies, the Pentagon, saying don't do it. But she was the only one in cabinet meetings that would say that. And everybody saw him almost fire her. So now Susie Wiles had to tell all the people, no, no, you need to buck this. Stop it. Stop being yes men. Because she knows this will destroy the Republican majority. And she likes sitting on top of it so she can run her lobbying firm and be in charge. And you can use people's own greed for good like that. That's why we have separation of powers. Here's Trump. No, I'm not losing MAGA. MAGA loves what I'm doing. Oh, we love you giving glyphosate immunity. We love you suddenly loving LGBTQ Satan. We love, love, love Mark Levin, who's super unpopular. Yes, all the Never Trumpers. Yes, we love you demonizing your most staunch supporters and kissy-kissing with people that are out to get you. We love that. Let me tell you, I was with a bunch of family at Easter, and everyone who are hardcore Trump supporters were horrified by what's going on, except my father. And he said they should have never done it, but now we've got to win it, or it'll destroy confidence in the U.S. And I get my dad's, you know, thinking just big picture thing. It's true that if he could have won this quickly, it would have made the U.S. even stronger in the world's eyes. But that would have also encouraged Trump to even be more reckless. And I'm like, but don't you understand it's not going to work? And he goes, I think it will. It's that boomer gambling crap. My dad's not like a gambler, but in business he certainly is. Wild-eyed gambler at that. Sometimes successful, sometimes not. Did all sorts of stuff. So I guess both his dad and my mother's dad were, you know, inventors. Hold on yards. But the point is, I'm just sitting there looking at him. I'm just like, well, I'm sitting there, you know, eating delicious Easter food my mom made. Oh, my God. It's so good. And my mother's such a good cook. It's ridiculous. Getting hungry right now. It's ridiculous how many dishes, too. All handmade. Oh. And I don't pig out anymore. I pigged out, and I went out in the yard and got an easy chair. We ate at about 6 o'clock. I said, I'm going to get up and go sit in the yard for a minute. I'm out there petting Rex's Doberman. It's like 6:15. I wake up. It's 9:30 at night. Oh, and it's already warm in Austin. Guess what happened once the sun went down? Mosquito bites all over my arms and face. They're little, though. They're not that bad. But they had a nice meal. Oh, I had my feast. And the mosquitoes had their feast. And they got a huge yard, a little like 4 acres in the middle of town. And I was just up there on a hill, just sawing logs while the mosquitoes had their delicious meal. But I'm digressing. Here's Trump on MAGA, loving the war.
And everyone's saying, oh, is Trump losing MAGA? No, I'm not losing MAGA. MAGA loves what I'm doing. And CNN did a poll of MAGA voters, a big poll, very important poll, Harry. And he went on, he said, this is amazing, 100% support. He said, I've never had a 100% poll at anything before. And is, do you support Trump, MAGA people, which is, by the way, mostly Republican. And if you look, I would say MAGA makes up a majority, like about 95% of the Republican Party, all right? So they went out, they did a poll, and CNN came back 100% support. So they support what we're doing, but they would like to see it end and come back. But remember, wars last years. We're in there for 34 days. And we've obliterated a very powerful country in 34 days. If it were up to me, I'd like to keep the oil. I just don't think the people of the United States would really understand.
Unbelievable. And it is true that Republican Party's 90%+ pro-Trump. And there's people that are done with him, and there's people that are horrified and upset, don't know what to do, but are very upset with what he's doing. And then there's those that just support anything. They think he's God. But Trump, depending on the scientific polls, is a 36-33 point. And that's Rasmussen that is pro-Trump and is really freaked out. But, I mean, that's a nosedive, folks. All right. We're going to break. I got a bunch of other Trump clips. I got a bunch of domestic news we've got to get to. Oh, there's so much. Everybody's saying this Artemis II thing is fake. Well, I got some very interesting stuff for you that's going to blow you away. It's all coming up next hour. Every order today only at thealexjonesstore.com with the incredible supplements, the Patriot Apparel, and more gets a free gift. And I called them, so I don't know what the free gift was. They told me. They said, well, it can be the stress ball is on the low end, the Alex Jones stress ball that's limited edition, or it could be a free supplement, and they said it's a random computer thing, just spends it, and because of the shipping, they pick something small, though. That's what kills them on a free gift, is the cost of it and then the shipping. So you might even get a knife. It's just anything small is what the computer has been set to go after. I think it was saying like half the stuff's the balls. So you got a 50-50 chance of getting the ball, or might get a knife, might get a something else, you know, even better. But it's all there. We're not getting clothes, though, because that's too big to ship, too expensive. TheAlexJonesStore.com, TheAlexJonesStore.com. But damn, these knives cost them. So it's like a $50 knife. I think it cost them like $25. It's like a $100 knife cost them like $50. So, I mean, the knives are a damn good deal. There's all sorts of stuff you can get free. Up to 40% off on Ultra DNA Revival. With all the super energizing things for your cells, the PQQ, the CoQ10, the NAD, just all of it. Shilajit caps and gummies, MK Ultra, Brain Booster, Atomic Defense, just incredible for your whole immune system and overall health. The colostrum is 35% off, and the Life Force, that's a huge deal. The iodine tincture is 30% off, and more. Coming up in just the next month or so, it looks like this is finally it. They're finally going to be able to shut down InfoWars, but they won't shut you down as InfoWarriors, and that term and that name lives forever. The InfoWar lives forever. In the potential twilight of InfoWars itself is InfoWars.com, we've launched a limited edition line of the InfoWars 1776 limited edition line. A whole bunch of new shirts, a whole bunch of new hats that are limited edition, that take a lot of the classic InfoWars shirts, this is the all-time bestseller, navy blue with red InfoWars on it, and adding on the shoulder, 1776. These are historic shirts, and they're symbols of your support and your being part of this operation and helping the operation grow and expand into the future. This is personally one of my favorite shirts in the new line. Now here's the classic InfoWars logo on a white shirt. Never done black on white. Seems like we should have. Looks great. Got the 1776 on the shoulder. You are literally funding and supporting and wearing your uniform in the fight to defeat the globalists. InfoWars is 28 years old. America is 250. And look at the back of this clean shirt. USA 250, 1776 forever. Semi-quintennial, that means 250, baby. America's birthday with badass hats as well. And then, of course, we've got the new limited edition, America at 250 years old. And the back of these shirts are amazing Americana. And I designed this, the Betsy Ross flag, with 250 on it. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com. I'm back because I forgot one point I want to be very clear about. This is a fundraiser. We need funds to continue on and the new operation. It's urgent. These are historic shirts. You've taken the InfoWar this far. Please take action now. For those of you who have been on the fence over body thing, DollarShowStore.com, but have shared links and things, I appreciate you. But come on, folks. We're the tip of the spear. We need you. We need your support. You're the tip of the spear. Thank you so much.